Hello and welcome to the 13th Hour Podcast. This is episode number 278, and I'm your host, Joshua Blum. And just as we were doing last week, today I am making instruments for the action figure of Logan that I recently completed. And what I have before me, and I'll take a picture of this for the show notes, is the completed clay keyboard. It's got a bank of three octaves there. So I just finished recently putting in the like the sharps of those keys, like the black keys, basically, that are really small. and I used a Dremel to make some like holes in the speakers and to add a few like, you know, like a console and a couple preset, you know, things like that to make it look like it's actually, you know, a synthesizer. It is small. It's like about 2 inches in length, which is actually just perfect for the figure. But what we're going to be doing today is actually making a guitar. And so I got the clay mushed together. And so we're going to be making the body of the guitar. And what I want to do is not necessarily make it too big. So Logan can actually hold it. And because he doesn't really have, he has hands, but he doesn't really have hands that expand. So I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to do that. I think what I'm going to do is basically just kind of rest it in his hands and make the guitar with like some straps, like so he's standing and then he'll play when he's standing. So the guitar body, this is going to be an acoustic guitar, I think, because I think what I'm going to do is give him a little persona. So these are going to be for videos. And I imagine that they'll be for, he'll be playing, but what you'll see kind of in the background, or I guess on a little square, is you'll probably see the actual instrument playing where I'm actually playing it, and that's going to provide the audio for it. Because I think what it's, you know, the video of Logan just kind of like moving around will be like, I don't know if it's stop action. I think that sounds like a lot of work. I think I'll just be holding him and kind of like moving him back and forth. I think that might actually be funnier. But he'll be singing songs. And so a lot of them are, you know, some of them will be ones from like long ago, not so far away, like that album, or some of the other upcoming or songs from like subsequent like EPs and things like that. But I thought it would be also a fun way to have him to sing songs that are like not necessarily related, but have, you know, that are just kind of fun ones to play. In other words, cover songs, you know. If you play the guitar, there's a ton of great and easy songs that you'll inevitably have learned that may not necessarily be part of your like performing repertoire or even necessarily be close to what you do, but on the other hand, still are good songs, and they're ones that people recognize. And it's often good to have a couple of those in your, I would say, like in your back pocket to play if someone asks, you know, can you play me a song? Because they may love your own stuff, but sometimes people just want to hear something that they already know, you know. So what I'm doing right now is I might actually just leave it like this. I have the neck of the guitar. I think I'm going to use what is this? This is like a coffee stirrer or something like that. It's a little, it might be a piece of wood from a tongue depressor that I think I broke off. But honestly, I think I'm just going to use that as the neck of the guitar. And just kind of stick that in there. And yeah, actually, that would be a lot easier than actually trying to build out the neck with clay. So I'm going to put the whole of the guitar there. The whole, this is like for, you know, an acoustic guitar, it's like where the strings go over. All right, so looking at a guitar actually here, I got one here that I'm looking at to kind of provide the model, you know. Yeah, so the whole of the guitar is right at the spot where, so in a standard kind of acoustic guitar, it's kind of like a figure eight. And the whole of the guitar is right kind of where it's like the middle. And so I'm going to put, I'm using the bottom of an X-Acto knife to kind of make the hole. And Let's see. Stick the neck of the guitar right in there. Just like before, I'm using some Vaseline to kind of smooth out the clay. And then I'm using the edge of the X-Acto knife handle to kind of round out, or actually not round out, square off the corners of the guitar. Because usually guitar is kind of like, has a boxy, almost boxy kind of shape. It's very square. It's a bottom and a top, but it's not like a rounded kind of thing overall. So clay being naturally kind of tending toward a rounder shape to make it a little flatter. So there we go. This should be big enough to fit in his hands. I think I'll have to do a little bit more work on it. The only other thing is that most of the time, I'll add some other details. Many other guitars have pick guards on the side, and I think I'll make that just, it's a little thing that's designed to kind of protect the wood of the guitar. I think I'll make a little bit of that. And then I think I'll also make there's the part where you attach the strings. I think I'll leave the neck, the details of the neck and the little tuner pegs and things like that. I'll leave that for a little bit later. Okay, so I have, let's see, this is the part where you would attach the strings. I don't know if I'll actually attach strings on that. Maybe. You know, it's sort of I'm going to be casting these, so it sort of doesn't really matter that much if there's actual strings on there. They're not going to be played anyway, but maybe just for appearance, maybe I will. I'll add a little bit of a pickguard here. So I'm cutting out the clay. Just sort of like a triangle. And I was saying before, I'm probably going to, these are going to be for like little videos. And so I sort of created a bit of a persona for Logan. He's going to be a bit like sort of a almost like a minstrel in a way. There is a rooster that introduces the movie Robin Hood, the Disney one from like, I think it's the 60s or 70s. I forget exactly when, but and he sings, you know, with a lute. And in the beginning of it, I'll see if I can find some footage of it. And he whistles and sings. And at the time it was made, I think it was supposed to be someone like, you know, oh, I don't know, maybe not necessarily Bob Dylan, but, you know, one of the folk kind of musicians of the day. He sounds, you know, like, I don't know, Orlo Guthrie or something like that. And so it was very much kind of in keeping with that style of music. But, you know, acoustic, basically, style of music. So I think that's kind of the way it's going to be, though there'll be some synth, you know, that Logan plays as well, because some of the songs are that way, and I'll be playing them. So yeah, Logan gets to be kind of like whatever I choose him to be. But the persona that I kind of had for him, I imagined that it would be kind of in the book, was that he was from an area where they have a bit of an accent, in the context of the book. So meaning like he's from a sort of a southern region called Aquaria, and he goes north to the capital city to do his like military training, and so people think he has an accent. And so I imagine he'd kind of have like a bit of a drawl to his voice. So I actually just found it here. This is Robin Hood from 1973. And this is the intro sequence. So I'll put this in the show notes. But it's kind of like, I remember growing up watching this with my brother, and we'd watch this movie. I think it's my favorite version of Robin Hood that I've ever seen, is this cartoon version. Robin Hood is a fox. Maid Marian is, I guess, a vixen, like a female fox. Friar Tuck is a, I think maybe like a
a mole maybe, or a badger, I'm not really sure. And I don't know what kind of animal that is. But and then Little John is a bear. He looks strikingly like Baloo the bear from Jungle Book. I think it's actually the same voice actor that did the voice. But and then King Richard is a lion, and then King John is a lion without a mane. He has a sidekick called Sir Hiss, I think was a snake, who I believe is the same voice who did like Winnie the Pooh in the original. In the original Disney versions. These are all like done in like this sort of like 60s and 70s things I grew up watching. So anyway, this is a nice little intro. So it says, long ago, good King Richard of England departed for the Holy Land, a great crusade. During his absence, Prince John, his greedy and treacherous brother, usurped the crown. Robin Hood was the people's only hope. He robbed from the rich to feed the poor. He's beloved by all people of England. Voiced by Roger Miller. That's who's the minstrel. Yeah, Sir Hiss is a snake. Terry Thomas. Robin Hood is a fox. That's like the intro. Brian Bedford is Robin Hood. Monica Evans is Maid Marian. Prince John, or Little John. Phil Harris, that's his name. And there's Friar Tuck. He's a badger. That's what he's. Okay. Andy Devine. Lady Cluck is a chicken. By Carol Shelley. So it's basically a Sheriff of Nottingham is a wolf. Pat Buttram. Trigger and Nutsy are vultures. George Lindsay and then all the animals go marching along. I remember liking this movie when I was a kid because it had a lot of archery in there. Which you'd expect given it's Robin Hood. So they have this like introductory coda. But anyway, that the minstrel character I always liked, and he kind of narrates the story, and I like his voice and kind of how he'll sing a couple songs throughout the movie, and like a lot of Disney movies, it is essentially a musical. I think the minstrel is supposed to be Alan O'Dale, who actually, if you read the Robin Hood books, is a character. I think is actually the one who's telling it. So anyway. Yeah. Oh, written in, oh, they're written in by the guy who did it. Written and sung by Roger Miller. I'll have to look it up. I remember we sang some of these songs in music class when I was in third grade or something like that. It says, once upon a time, Robin Hood and Little John were walking through the forest.
Oh, incidentally, I'm Alan O'Dale, the minstrel. Well, that's an early day folk singer. And my job is to tell it like it is. Or was, or whatever.
Okay, so anyway, I'll put that in the show notes. If you haven't seen the movie, it's a good one to watch, and it's one I think pretty good to watch with kids. You know, probably not like super little kids, but I think most kids, you know, I would say like 6, 7, 8 would probably like it. That's probably when I saw it. So I imagine Logan kind of had a bit of a drawl to his voice. I'll probably have a little of that persona. I talk slowly, as you've probably figured out anyway, so that shouldn't be hard. Maybe I'll add a little bit of, I live in Appalachia, so maybe I'll add a little Appalachia in there. I don't know. I mean, it's an imaginary world, so it doesn't really matter, but the idea would be that he would sing
And some of the songs he'd be familiar with, in other words, others he probably wouldn't be necessarily, you know, always understanding what they're about. But he would sing them anyway because he liked them. And so the acoustic ones, I'll be playing along, you know, like with the guitar. Then the synth ones, you know, be sort of, I'll just play along on the keyboard and stuff like that. So I think it'll be kind of fun, you know, just to have like, it's a way of combining like the, I don't know, the figure making, the little toy making that I got going on here, with a little bit of audio and video, and the audio being like the music, music of the 13th hour, as well as a bunch of the stuff that kind of influenced it, because all those songs that I did for the soundtrack came from other things, and a lot of which don't necessarily sound like the ones that are on the records, you know. So, but I think it's sort of, it's kind of like more interesting to have a, essentially a action figure singing them than I could put myself in front of the camera and stuff like that, but that seems a bit boring, because like, what's the context for that, right? Just another dude, you know, playing music on the internet. There's lots of that already. So I think it'd be more fun to do it this way, especially since they're the things that are influenced. And I figured Logan could give like a little take on some of these different songs, like, because he's from a different world, essentially, right? And so he his interpretation might necessarily jive with what everybody else thinks of it, and I think that would be funny to do. So here's the guitar. It's based pretty much almost done. I'm going to let that dry. I think that's probably about as much as I can do with it. Well, actually, I can probably do one more thing, which is to add the top part of the guitar, which is, has the, where you would have the knob, like the tuning pegs and stuff like that. I can probably add that on there. So let's see here. Yeah, just to kind of save a little work, kind of further on down the line. I don't know if that little neck is going to stay on there. Probably not. Probably may have to do something for that. We have to glue that on. That's okay. One thing I did want to say before we wrap up. So one of the frequent guests on this show, and often a collaborator, Adam Crone, who's of AC Toy Design, and the Instagram account Mom Gave Them Away. We were actually planning a number of different things over this holiday season. We probably still will do something. He recently got some bad news. His dog, Mooj, we may have heard about on the show. You heard him talking about it, about his dog. She is probably in her teens. She's a really cute little dog. I'll stick a picture in there. But he recently found out that she has lung cancer. And so it looks like Mooj's vets are confident that they can operate. But, you know, for someone of her age and the condition, I mean, obviously it's a really difficult situation. And any of you who do have pets, I guess there is pet insurance out there, but, you know, I think most people don't have it. And so everything you end up paying is out of pocket. And so this is going to be probably like on the order of about $7,500 for the surgery and probably the subsequent treatment. Or maybe that just includes the surgery. I'm sure the subsequent treatment is even more. So, you know, that's it's obviously a lot of money. So I'm including a link to a GoFundMe that was recently started. We're trying to spread the word about that. So if you can share that, even if you can't donate, spread the word, even throw in a couple bucks. I mean, everything kind of helps to defray the costs of something that big. So you'll see that in the show notes as well as on social media. So thanks a lot for your help and generosity this holiday season. So that's it for what I have. I'm going to let this guy dry and keep on working on it as it over the course of the week. And then what we're going to be doing is getting to making a mold for it. The only other thing I kind of want to make out of clay is to have a hoverboard for Lightning. But I think I may do that out of clay, and I may do that out of something else. I recently learned you can melt down plastic, particularly HDPE plastic. High density polyethylene, I think it is. It's number 2 in the United States for recycling. that's the number, you know, it's like a 1 to 7 kind of code that they have for all the different kinds of plastics. I recently learned you can mold that, or you can heat it up without a whole lot of dangerous fumes, I think, for number twos. And then I think you can basically mold it into something that you want. And I think it might be fun to be able to figure out if it's possible to cast it into something that is relatively simple. I think something that essentially looks like a surfboard, which is what Lightning or Logan's hoverboard looks like, would be in theory fairly easy to do. I don't know if it's possible to do that with the molds that I have, which are silicone, because they might be too soft. So I may have to use something else, but I don't know. So we'll see. But that's something that is sort of further on down the pike. I make little accessories for this action figure. You know, you got to have the accessories, right? You don't really have, and Logan doesn't really have weapons in the book, or a backpack or anything like that. I mean, he has like, I guess it's a trident I can make for him, but he's not even the one that uses it. Aurora, actually, his co-main character in the book, is actually the one that actually uses it. He's got some stuff that he sticks in his pockets and some playing cards that he throws, but, I guess I can make playing cards, actually. I could actually do that, actually, right now. But it's like a square, you know? It's like, you know, how hard is that? Or a rectangle, rather. So, I don't know. A hoverboard seems like the other accessory that I could probably make. So, yeah. So, thanks, as always, for listening and being here. Stay safe, and I will talk to you guys in the future. Hey, a couple last-minute things before you go. Thanks for listening to this show. If you liked it, you can find many more on the website 13thhr.wordpress.com or on your favorite podcasting platform. You can often find behind-the-scenes information about this show and other things that I do on social media, such as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You'll see links to those in the show notes. Sometimes people will ask me, how can I help contribute to the show or other things that I do? And probably one of the easiest ways is by going over to Facebook and looking up the Facebook group called 13th Hour Arts. And it's a place for not only to discuss these kinds of things, but also for you to share your own creative process and the things that you're doing that bring meaning to your life. You can also do things that are entirely free, such as leaving a review for a book, music, this particular podcast, share it with friends, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, email me, WriteJoshuaBlum@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your suggestions and comments. You can also leave a one-time donation over at Ko-fi, and that's ko-fi/13thhr. It's basically like a virtual tip jar, kind of like the sort of thing like a piano player might have at a bar or something like that. For a small amount, you can also leave a donation on a monthly basis at Patreon, and that helps bring new things to this particular show and to support future projects. And that's at 13th Hour Arts. It's also a place for patrons to share their own creative process and the things that bring inspiration and meaning to them. I hope by sharing a little bit of the creative process in this particular show, it gets people to cultivate that aspect of their own life and to remember that those things are important, even if you are an adult and you may not have time for it. Hopefully, by paying attention to those aspects of your own life, you can remember your own dreams and aspirations and help create a world and make a world that you want to be in. And at the end of the day, that's sort of what the 13th Hour is about. So thanks as always for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week.